Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Appreciate the melodic sounds of one Neil Diamond, but you'll get there. One day, hook or crook, hook or by crook, you will get there. So, you may ask yourself, why in the last minute? Well, that's what happens with you're in transition of partnership and family and all that. So, that's why the non-schedule and the non-program. So we're going to fly. It's going to go do what we do kind of by the seat of our pants, kind of like semi-pro football. Just kind of go what's out there. Holiday weekend, no games in the mid-states besides the Raiders. taking on a very good Ohio team. And that's it. Everybody else is off. I think the GFL is off. I don't know about the IFL, but I think they're off as well. So it's a good weekend to unwind, catch up with your family, spend time with your family, and then we're back on until Labor Day weekend. So you got to take these things and use them to the best that kind of the best you can. This is the time when you catch up with your family, and as pissed off as they may be at you at the moment, this is the time where you buy yourself a little time. You know, wife's mad at you, girlfriend's mad at you, Uncle Philbert's mad at you. This is it. This is when you spend some time with them. If you are playing with fireworks, you know, I used to love fireworks. Oh, by the way, call in number 267-521-0192. Again, that call in number is 267-521-0192. So if fireworks are your thing, be careful. Myself, I don't shoot them. Reason being, I'm cheap. There's nothing to do with safety. Lord knows, when I was a kid, used to love shooting them. Skyrocket, you know, bottle rocket fights and the whole nine. But not anymore, because every time I see a firework go off, I think there's 25 minutes worth of work. There's an hour worth of work. So I don't partake anymore. I mean, it's fun, but just watch other people do it. You know, there's no reason to sit there and watch and spend all that money, man. Especially if you're in Chicago or Illinois, where it's illegal. I know 18 people die. I mean, probably to be nice out this weekend. It's the weekend. I'd say the over-under is 35 people getting shot this weekend, and fireworks are illegal. So, I don't know. Not my call. But, yeah, so if you are frugal and you are Polish like myself, that's the time to stay away from your fireworks. Watch other people. My Polish tip for the day. Got a first phone call. I'm going to take this. Let's see. 815, you are on.
Hey, it's Kenny.
Hey, what's up, Ken? How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on? Just got the show on.
You firework guy, or are you cheap like myself?
I'm not letting them off. Nope.
Yeah, it's too much
louder on here. Yeah, I can't
keep
blowing up 40 splatter for 10 seconds.
That's kind of like going to a strip club and paying for a dance. What's the point of it, really? Especially when you sit and watch it from the next year over. It's free. Go to the guy next to you who's got a lot of money and likes to spend it in that way. Sit next to him, you see the same show, only you're not paying $20 a song. Makes more sense to me. So,
the dancer will flirt more with you than him.
This is true. This is true. Playing hard to get. Big weekend in football last week. This week, not so much. A little bit dead this week. I was not there. Thunder traveled out to Quad City. I think a lot of people were surprised by that score. I say let them be. I think if you watch it, no disrespect to Quad City. They came off a big loss and gathered themselves. They got a hell of a talented quarterback and running back there. And to come off a 60-point loss, 60-19, and be ready to play, it's good for them. And like I said, not traveling well is not an excuse. Every team does it. So, what's your thought on Neil on that?
Yeah, like you said, not traveling is not an excuse, but it sure hurt.
Oh, it's a reality. There's no doubt about that.
23 guys at the kickoff.
23 guys and 7-6 defensive starters missing. It's never an easy thing, but you know, that's on those. again, and that's something we talked about last week, is budgets. You know, when your team doesn't have the budget to pay for hotel and bus, you know, through sponsorship and fundraisers, you know, that's harder on a team to travel. And it goes to, you know, a lot of people say, why don't your team take the bus? It's quite easily, quite honestly, because most people want to stay tonight, and nobody wants to pay the bus driver the night to stay tonight and pay that extra night. So you end up getting 8 people on a 45-man bus, which is nice for fat guys. But for the guy paying, footing the bill, it ain't nice. So, and then you can make those things mandatory, but how many times do you go for a bus at 3 o'clock to leave at 3 o'clock, and you don't end up leaving at 5 o'clock, and then you can't stretch and everything else. So
yeah, they had that problem the week before when they took the bus.
Yeah, it's never nothing. You know, traveling sucks. That's why I'm glad we're in the league we're in, because we don't travel that much. Really, one travel game per year. I mean, I don't really consider Rockford a travel game. You know, what is it, an hour? It's not really traveling.
Yeah.
Of course, I remember being in a league where Rockford was a big travel game, because there wasn't many teams and everything was local. So, what's up, man? You got any topics you want to talk about today?
Nice to have a bye week after last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's nice the way the schedule works out, because you have the July 4th weekend, and then you get the Labor Day weekend, which there's huge time in between it, but it's tough playing, you know, 4 or 5 games in a row. So this is a nice weekend, man. And like I said, if you're in trouble, if you're in the old doghouse with the family at home, this is the weekend to make up for it.
That's right. First weekend I'm going to see my house in like a year.
Yeah, so when that frying pan's ready to hit you, like I love guys who play football and then 4th of July weekend they go away. I got to be honest with you, I don't have the stones to do that. I've missed 2 games this year. I have never in 23 years missed 2 games in a season. When I played 19 years of playing, I missed, I think, in total 4 games. That was it. So that's big for me. But man, I don't know.
Can't say I'm not going. I'm going up to race 2 tomorrow night. That's for sure.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You're one of those big stone guys.
Hey, I got Sunday and Monday off this weekend.
I'm doing the honey-do list. And then I got to get ready to have her family. Her family coming over for the 3rd, and her family sucks. So I want to be drinking as much as I possibly can for the 3rd during her family stint here. And then the next 4 weeks. Are you going up to the Racine game?
Yeah, we're going up to Racine tomorrow night.
They're playing the Fire?
Yeah.
Right?
Hellfire.
They won that league. Is that who they played in the big playoff game last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost pretty big from what I remember. This year, let's see. I think the Columbus Fire have lost a game this year.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, Tornadoes beat them, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good team out there. They've been around for a little bit now, but that should be good. Yeah, their website's worse than the MSFL website. It hasn't been updated since 2012.
Gotta get fixed.
Yeah, it's always a good time to go. Well, you can
see
the new
changes.
Oh, since we've seen the Mustang game, you know there's changes. Well, I know they got a few linemen back. Torrey Ruffin's back, secondary. Heard a rumor that their quarterback Craig is back. I'm just kidding. I'm making that up. Because there would be like 15 phone calls if that was true. But I know they, rumor has it they've been calling quarterbacks, not from MSFL teams, legally calling guys. I know one for sure played arena, is not playing semi-pro this year. And he's been contacted to go play. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not going to say who it is, but it kind of sounds like Fian Spetti. So I ain't going to say who it is. I ain't that way. And he might have played for a team that sounds like the Beagles, but again, you know, I ain't a snitch. So, but that's the hot rumor. And that would be a big addition for him. I mean, he's a good quarterback. Very, very mobile. Hey, for you teams out there, the 9th, July 9th, and this is retarded the way they do. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use that. I'm trying not to use that anymore. I know it's a sensitive topic for some, but they do it. It's the third week going into the fourth. I think it's supposed to be the fourth week was usually how they did it, where you can do your 10 ads. But shouldn't this be a holiday week? Shouldn't they do it another week, push it back a week? Because we're technically not playing this week, so a lot of teams just didn't practice. Or seems like it should be actual game four that should be that 10th ad, where you can do the 10 ads. I mean, and now technically, since it was always half the season. Well, now we're a 10-game season. Shouldn't it be week 5? I mean, it's still 10 that you're adding, and the other leagues aren't over, so I don't see why you just don't do it the 5th week. Now you're cutting it in half. I will be bringing that up in the next week meeting.
I don't think they thought that through when they changed the schedule.
No, there's not a whole lot taken out. But, I mean, that seems the way you do it. What's up?
Any word on action last week? I heard there was a lot of fights in almost every game.
You know, I heard the same thing. There was actually I don't know if I'm letting the canary out of the well here, but there was actually a email that went out from what I hear that stated that there was too much going on, too many people leaving the sidelines. Anybody who reads the old your kids, if you're out there, earmuffs, ready? 1, 2, 3, shit-talking page. You saw that Julie was hit. Julie Hirschberger, I never get the damn name right. I've talked to her like 40 times. I can't get that name right. And she was hit by a Patriot secondary player, or not secondary, special teams. And I guess it was after I don't know. I don't think the whistle was blown, but I think they were standing there. And they said it was targeted, had that helmet-to-helmet contact there. So, And because of that, the Rush players were sticking up for their teammate. And I read a little bit on it. I ain't going to lie. I know who it was. I'm not going to say his name, but I'm not hating to do the rhyming game. But I know who it was, and I seen that they said, I didn't know that it was – I didn't know it was Julia. I didn't know it was a girl. Real quick, I'm stealing a segment from a Chicago radio show, but who are you crapping? There ain't a player in this league – that lines up and goes, hey, they got a girl, if you don't already know Julie. You know.
Especially some that have been around a while, you know.
Oh, you know that who Julie is. You know, besides me, she's the second best good-looking player in the league. You know, it's tied. You know, so, hey, look, here's a good argument. I want everybody that calls in, I'm going to ask you this question. All right, now a lot of people have gone on right away and said, well, she was there, she was on the field, and if she wants to play football, it's a violent game, she should be expecting that.
Okay, but walking away?
Again, yeah, because honestly, if it's, you know, any of my teammates, you know, even if – Even if it's Evan Page, and nobody really likes Evan Page, and you hit him when he's standing there, there's going to be a scuffle. At least I hope to God there would be. Now, what do you think? Should there be suspension? Because
what?
Not, or does it look favorable to being a girl? But I mean, let's be honest. With all the concussions and stuff, you don't want a league that condones that.
Like I said it right after I'd seen it. I watched the game, and yeah, girl or not, it would have been a guy. It should have been an ejection.
Well, I saw the Rush's tape. The one on, I'm going to give him a plug here, ChicagolandPrepFootball.com, Tim Maher. That kind of got cut off, that part of it. But if you see the Rushes, it's deliberate. It's, like you said, guy, girl, you know, it was a hit to the head, and she was standing there. So, I mean, and the play was pretty much clearly over. Was it during the play? Ken, what do you think? I don't think so.
No. You can clearly see the play is over.
Yeah, and by the way, she wasn't the only one just standing there.
I know. There were two other bodies.
And, just standing there. And she was hit. So, now look, the guy that did it, I'm not going to mention his name. He's a good, generally a good guy. I don't know. I don't know where feelings hurt about lack of play. I don't know. You don't know what goes on in a guy's head during a game. He could be pissed off. Motions can go, but you don't hit a guy or a girl after the play when you're standing there. Because you can really seriously screw somebody up. Let's be honest. What was it, 3 years ago, a guy was killed on special teams? Yeah, and that's some bullshit. A guy lost his life playing this game. And that was clean. Can you imagine if it was dirty? You know, I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but it happens. So, especially when somebody doesn't, you know, is just standing there and you clean them. You know, and I want to bring this up and then we'll move on. But, you know, something that's changed since the book has come around is these guys copying and pasting plays and going, oh, look, it wasn't this dirty. Man, I know I sound like an old man all the time because, frankly, I am an old man. That shit never used to happen. Like, you didn't go to the message boards. Believe it or not, we had message boards when I played. You know, you had to dial up and hear the dial sound, and most guys had AOL, so you'd watch the little running man go. But we had message boards. I don't know if you could do video, but anyway, you know, if somebody did something like that, there would have been retribution, believe it. It would have happened. So that's why we don't need that in the game. You start doing that, and then it all gets out of hand.
You're putting a target on your own team right there.
Yeah, absolutely. People are leaving the bench. You can lose the stadium.
It won't happen that game. It could happen the next game from somebody else saying, oh, yeah, you did this last game with them. I'm going to take care of it this time.
Oh, yeah, that, and look at it this way. You play people two times now.
You ain't cheap shotting in round one and not worry about it round two.
Yeah, and then, you know, and when you do that, you put your own teammates in jeopardy. So use your damn head out there, man. You know, you can be pissed, you can be angry, you can have a bad day, but it's football. There's nothing. I mean, that's illegal violence, football. You want to hit somebody, do it legally. Do it fair. Don't do it when somebody's standing around, girl, boy, whatever. You don't do that. That's just crap. And that's what brings this level to what it is. You know, don't do that shit. And if, you know, hopefully the league thinks that it was that, suspend them. If anybody scuffled afterward and got and was on video throwing a punch, suspend them. You know, boys will be boys, but hey, we had a player sit. All he did was grab a player, and we had a player sit last week. Probably would have been a big difference in the game. You know, there were lines in that field out there in Iowa. He would have been fine. It wasn't a lineless field. He would have had a strain. It would have been a big but. He was suspended. We didn't argue it. And it was over. So if you get kicked out of the game, just so everybody knows, if you get kicked out of the game, you are suspended the following game, just so everybody is aware of that. There is no appeal. It's just like that. And there is a rule that states if you get kicked out the last five, I think it's 5 minutes of a game, it's two games. But that the league will look into because, all right, look, if it's two guys getting heated and they throw each other around and they get out, fine. But that rule was put in because if you're losing, say, 60 to 10, 70 to 5, you don't want a guy just going there and trying to hurt somebody because they're losing. So that's why that rule was put in place. Or if a team's losing, you just come out and start a brawl. You know, that's why that I think that's a look into, but you are getting suspended at least a game. So don't get thrown out. You know, don't do it. Don't hit somebody. And now, guys, it's not teams reporting anymore. Just so everybody knows. I thought it was too. The referees are handing in cards, and these things are on huddle. At least they're all supposed to be on huddle. They're watching the huddle tapes. So if you get a player kicked out, or if you have a little scuffle and the refs don't see you throw a punch, and they watch that video and they see a punch, they're done. So
just do it like we used to do it. Take care of it during the game.
That's right. Don't do it the next play, and do it clean. There ain't no reason to do it dirty. But, that's the way it used to be. That was the old way, you know. And what happened to going out and, you know, another thing, what happened to going out and, like, drinking afterwards? Or not so much drinking, but just going out with the other team. That don't happen either anymore.
No.
Everybody got feelings.
Because of the book, they got feelings. They're on finger steroids all week. They're in the keyboard gym, and they can't take it after a loss.
Yeah, the book is responsible for a lot of that. You know what's the hardest part about the book is some of these guys talking, and when you're a GM or when you're a coach and you talk to people and you see things. Some of these guys that are the biggest talkers, their coaches and their team are fellow players are trying to get rid of them so bad. And it's like you can't say nothing because you don't want to be dick about it. But let's be honest. A lot of these guys, man, their teammates do not, or the majority do not want them. So the book, man, I was just talking to RJ Derrick from the Raiders. He used to play in the Chiefs, and we were playing the Thunder Chiefs. Players went to the hospital five times. The ambulance had to come out and get some blood. That was the nastiest, just bloodiest game I've ever played in my entire life. It was one of those games where, you know, you go to the jacuzzi either that night or the next day. And you don't move. And we didn't go right away because we went to their bar to drink with them and taunt that we won. You think that would happen today? There ain't no way. No way.
You're lucky you get the meet and greet in the middle of the field afterwards.
Yeah. So, people, get rid of the book. Or stop being so thin-skinned about everything. You know, some guys are good about it. Ricardo Williams, some of the stuff he says to people and then talks to them the next day, that's cool as all. But, you know, guys, just calm down. They got a new thing coming up with the league where your owners can enter the score on real time. And you're going to be able to go on there instead of going on Facebook and updating all the scores. You'll be able to go to MSFL football. MSFLfootball.com. You'll be able to see all the scores. And they've advanced. There's a little bit of an advancement. A little bit nice. You can get to see. Follow up on the scores instead of looking at a million different things on the Facebook. So that's one plus. Some scores. I'm going to I'm going to get to that over the weekend. We had some big games. Hitmen Raiders. What else we have? Patriots. I'd say Patriots Rush, but besides that fight, it was probably the only thing that was interesting. Your hitter, your kicker got killed. Other than that, that game was pretty much out of hand from start to finish. What was
that? That's why. 52-20, something like that.
Yeah.
That's why the shots and all that made no sense.
Yeah, if you're beating a team like that, there ain't no reason.
Why
for
a
that.
Cheap shot? Why a cheap shot on a simple punt or a bit? Yeah.
Yeah, again, you don't know what's going through his head. Upset about playing time. You know, was he hit? You don't know any, you know. But I'm not saying it was right. But what draws a player to do something like that? So, all right, Ken, I'm going to let you go. You have a beautiful night.
All right.
I will talk to you later.
All right. Okay. All
right, man. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good game. There's the old Raiders keep. Hey, post the scores.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, man.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. That was Ken Burgess from the Chicago Thunder. You know, I just say how good the MSFL website is. They're updating it. The beauty that the MSFL website is, and they are updating it. But now I can't even get on it, so screw the MSFL webpage. We talked about, what did we say? Oh, we talked about the Hall of Fame. I know three now. I don't know when I can announce it. Now, here's the thing. With the, I saw something, I think Jay Bell posted about the MSFL championship game. Last year's championship game sucked. I mean, it was, the game itself was good. The venue was embarrassing. There was no, you could buy beer, but I think some guys just bought beer in a cooler and were selling it, which is kind of a good idea if you think about it. But the venue itself sucked. The league made no money. There was no gate set up. There was no yard markers until I think 5 minutes before the game. The commissioner at that time and the vice president didn't have the best game in. It sucked. But normally, I will tell you that they are pretty good for the most part. You have the Raiders. It was Raiders Thunder. There was the Hall of Fame was before the game. Hall of Fame inductions, which was nice. You had people being inducted by their friends, family, whoever wanted to induct. I was fortunate enough to induct Terry Thomas. So, you know, it's nice. What's his name? Oh, dude. Eric. Shit. What is his name? Eric from the Threat, the racing guy. I swear to God, I'm getting CTE. This is really sad. But Eric Olson. Eric Olson from the Threat was inducted. So they did a nice big ceremony. Halftime, they had the cheerleaders from the Thunder there. I don't believe they had the Raiders cheerleaders, but it was a nice thing. And then what they've done in the past, besides last year, we've had a banquet every year, and they do the Hall of Fames at the banquet, which I prefer because then their family gets to come. You do nice induction, they give a nice big plaque, and that's really cool for a family. And the league would try to keep the cost on. I think it ended up being $30 a player, $30-$35, and that was with dinner and all you can drink. And that was good. I hope they bring that back because that's a really good way of meeting people face to face, not on the book, not talking all kind of crap that you don't want to back up or really don't mean. So, that's the way to do things in my opinion. But going to be announcing the three guys soon. I think it's five overall, so maybe we'll wait till the votes come in and go from there as far as the Hall of Fame. That's, it's exciting. I know some guys say, oh, well, you know, hey, man, it's semi-pro. What does that mean? If you play anything, if you do anything in life, you want to do it to the best of your ability. So making anything, whether it be minor league, grammar school, high school, Hall of Fame, it's a pretty big deal to the guys that make it. So, you know, I think whatever you do in life, you try to do it your best. I don't care if you're making the boxcar derbies. You want to be the best at it. So let's go over your scores real quick. We'll take some more phone calls. Raiders bested the Hitmen in defensive game 16-6. That was the game of the week. The Destroyers 2-0. Prediction wise, we picked the Hitmen. We lost that game. We won the second game. Destroyers beat the Chargers 25-13. Won this game. Threat 27-6. Won this game. Patriots beat up on the Rush 55-20. We talked a little bit about the Thunder game. The Quad City Raiders beat the Thunder 44-42. And the Lions, without the Mustangs' number one player, Jay Hooks, I believe, 19-14. So good game. Lions said they would be turning it around this year, and so far so good with Taz Jackson. You know, maybe another year before they're back in the championship hunt, but that guy's good recruiter, good coach, and even better guy, being honest. Week 3, Destroyers Raiders, game of the week. Don't even have to go further than that. Both are undefeated in regular season play. Hitmen Threat, that will be, you know, I think you got to go Hitmen there. The Chargers Rebels. Rebels are just struggling, man. I got to go Chargers. Patriots Thunder. I hear anywhere from 70 to 80 points Patriots are favored. Rush Mustangs. I don't know. It'll be good. Mustangs are coming around, man. Then they get their receiver back. So that'll be good. And Quad City Raiders at Lions. Let's see how they like to travel. Because traveling with 23 men in 91-degree heat, it's not good. You know, you hope that everybody had a legit reason to miss, not just didn't want to travel. You never know. But, all right, let's see if there's any callers on, and we will take that because nobody wants to hear me yammer for hours. 721, you're on. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, sweet.
Do you want to be?
It's me, dipshit.
Who's you?
Who's you?
Yeah, who's you?
We're playing the who's you card. I'll remember the next time you're up here. You're still not going to get no fucking barbecue just for that right there.
Change your goddamn phone number all the time. I don't know who the hell you are. Now I do.
Whoa.
Hey.
So I could have legitimately just right now ordered a cheese sausage, pepperoni, mushroom, and onion pizza right now.
That sounds good. Although you're from Wisconsin, your pizza sucks. I'm just saying.
Wow. I'm
not saying, I'm just saying. You're right, but. Wow. You know, your pizza does kind of suck, if we're being honest there.
Oh.
But. So what's up, man?
Not much. The cost of living, I suppose.
How you doing? How's things?
Things are good.
Were you,
Ish.
Yeah, I hear you. Once you're over 30, are things really ever good?
Not really.
I mean, because you might have a good day, you might have a good week, but the shit's coming.
I just got told wait till I'm over 40. I heard that's when the fun really starts.
Oh, I'm there. I'm there, brother. It ain't good, especially when you're fat and over 40. I imagine if you're in shape and over 40, it ain't that bad. But when you're fat and over 40, that's bad right there.
You know what? I guess I'm drawing blanks all the way around because I'm fat as hell and I'm under 40.
Man, like, when you go to the doctor and they keep questioning you because your blood pressure isn't high and your cholesterol is good, that's when you know you got issues.
No, no, I got one even better. When you walk into the doctor's office and you're a guy and all of a sudden you see a wheelchair and they're telling you that they're going to prep you for a C-section, that's when you know you're fat as hell.
That's usually a bad sign right there.
Right.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, can you stay on with me for a little bit?
Yeah, for a little bit.
All right, let's take this next call. I think it's a hitman player or a coach, so we can get both sides of this. Before we do that, what'd you think of the game?
It was good. I thought maybe it might have been a little higher, but for all intents and purposes, I thought it was going to be where it was. However, I got to admit, I thought the Hitmen were going to actually win this game.
Yeah, so did I. I picked them. I think a lot of people thought it was going to go that way. Was it just did the Raiders add? Is their defense? I know Torrey's back, correct?
Yeah. Their defense is good. It's not what it was a couple of years ago, but it's still pretty damn good. However, I think special teams played a bigger part in it. That's really what happened.
Who's that new tackle that came from the Mustangs? Neru, Underu, what's his name?
The linebacker?
No, the defensive lineman. Tackle?
Oh, the other guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw him against the Mustangs. He's a pretty big game. Pretty good player. Big crowd? I imagine it would be. That was a good
Ish.
Game. Ish? Man. Threat got to start winning some games, so when I come out there for the first Threat Raider game, I want to see a crowd out there.
Oh, you'll definitely see a crowd out there.
They're going to start winning some games.
As a matter
Steve
of fact,
Morse,
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's when you're going to come up here early and we're actually going to do the show in the parking lot and we're going to do some food on the grill.
But like Joe likes to ask you a lot, you guys get internet
what?
Yet?
Oh, yeah.
You guys get
your
internet yet?
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
So, the last time we did the show from there, well, 3 times we did the show from there, we couldn't get the internet. Said something like the tower was down. The window
yeah,
wasn't working.
That's always going to be the excuse. That's always going to be an excuse in Racine.
But Racine, what was it? Racine Roadhouse?
Raytown Roadhouse.
God rest. Raytown Roadhouse. God rest its soul. I like that place.
Yeah. Had a big sausage party there that night.
Yeah, there was a few pairs, though. Here and there. The Raiders cheerleaders were there. And there's that girl in a red dress. But let's take our next call. Here we go. 293, you're on the air.
Hey, Steve. It's Carter.
Hey, Gardner, how you doing?
Hey, not bad.
My always stand-in co-host, Jason King, he is a big Raiders enthusiast, but he can also say bad things about his team, so that's a good thing about him. And he's not a East Side guy either. Very respectful, Jason. We'll always buy you a beer if you go by the
awesome.
Fence. So.
Awesome.
So you weren't present, huh?
No, I was actually absent for the game. My oldest daughter graduated, and, you know, family first.
Well, that's a frying pan to the head if you don't make it. So,
yeah.
Miss your daughter's
yeah.
College?
Nope.
Or, I'm sorry, high school? Grammar school?
High school. High school. I'm not that old yet.
Well, you don't know. You just start early. You guys don't got good pizza, so what else are you doing? So, did you get a chance to watch the film?
I did. It was quite frustrating after watching the film, but absolutely right what Jason said is special teams really stepped up for the Raiders and was pretty much a pivoting point of that game, I believe.
I heard the punter is just unbelievable.
The punter's ridiculous. And I, you know, you can't judge it from film how high he's kicking the ball, but from what the guys were telling me, that it was just to the moon and back. And, you know, if you're not used to catching on a daily basis, something like that of that style, or that, you know, if you didn't play collegiately, to catch a ball like that, you know, it's a different form of the game you got to evolve to.
Do you guys practice special teams? Because I know that's something that's not practiced much because you just don't have the time going once or twice a week.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That is part of our routine during practice time. You know, it's three phases of the game, and we make sure we touch all three phases.
Yeah, I mean, we that's something we have to address because that's always an issue if you don't. And, you know, sometimes you don't have the – it seems like you don't have the time, but then you get in the game and you think, man, I should have made time because that is a huge
problem. And it showed, you know, it shows how critical special teams can be, you know. They got a good kicker. They pinned us down a couple of times. We had a mishap on a snap, and they got, you know, really, you know, substantial great field position from it as well and capitalized off of it. So, you know, if you're looking at the amount of plays that are on special teams and what can actually happen and how it can pay dividends, you know, that game was a clear example of that.
The offense seemed to, just based on the score alone, the offense seems better. I haven't seen the game, but was the Raiders defense there? Were you guys not clicking? Now, are you the primary play caller?
I am. No, overall the play calling was, I can't say bad at all. You know, it was there. We lacked some executing. Our front five had some difficulties. With their front four, considering they only brought four a majority of the time. Hats off to them, you know, hats off to the Raiders organization. But, there's some things we need to work on, and it was exposed by them, and, you know, I appreciate that they exposed it. You know, it's only going to make us stronger, hopefully, from here on out.
Well, and that's something we were talking about earlier, is now it's a 10-game season. You know, you do play everybody twice. You know, now they have to come to you. And whether people want to admit it or not, it shouldn't be. I mean, it's not an excuse, but, you know, playing at Horlick is an advantage, probably more than most teams. So, you know, again, it's not an excuse, but it's a reality.
Well, right. And, you know, not to use it as an excuse or anything like that, but, you know, majority of the teams now play on turf fields and going to a grass field. You know, a lot of guys aren't used to playing and cutting on that grass field. And it is a, I can't say a game changer, but, you know, it is different.
What gets me is when guys show up with turf shoes on or gym shoes on the grass field.
Yeah.
Like, come on, call ahead, man. I mean, I know not a lot of places are grass anymore.
Right.
I mean, when I was coming, it was either turf, like AstroTurf, or grass, and you wanted to play in grass. You didn't want artificial.
No, not the turf back in the days. Oh, no, that stuff tore you up.
that was bad. I mean, our home field was Hanson Stadium, and they got the old turf from the Bears in the 80s, and the lines were like boards. I mean, it was like concrete. And they still haven't changed it to this day.
That's just plain on sandpaper. That's all that is. But,
I'm glad they updated that.
Yeah, the coaches should be letting the players know what kind of, you know, surface they're going to be playing on so they can make adequate adjustments.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and yeah, it sucks for the guys a little bit because then you got to go out and buy, you know, another pair of cleats. You don't need all these fancy things that they show on the book. Again, like I established earlier in the show, I am Polish. I'd never spend more than $100 on a pair of shoes I'm going to wear twice maybe in the season. But
hey, you
again,
and I both.
Oh, man, I can't see that. How are you going to spend $100 on a pair of shoes you wear once? Man, go to Marshall's. Grab yourself some cheap shoes. Not cheap. You don't get nice, but there ain't no reason to buy. But, yeah, these guys today, I don't know. So you guys are going to bounce back. You got the – and I shouldn't say bounce back. You're 1-1. It's an early season. And now you guys have the threat on the road, correct?
Yeah, we played a threat on the road, so back-to-back trips down to Racine.
Now, is that going to be at Horlitz? I know they are playing Horlitz twice this year, I believe.
Yeah, and that's, I believe we're at Case as far as I remember.
Okay.
But I could be wrong on that one, but I'm about 90% sure we're at Case High School for that game.
Yeah, don't know what threat you're going to get, if Morris will be back or not. But again, you know, that's all on scouting.
Well, yeah, and you know, bar none, you know, they're that team again that, you know, once they're clicking, you know, they're one of the top teams in the league, you know. But you know, it's no different than when we played last year. A lot of times we ended up playing to the level of the opponent that we were playing at, and you know, as coaches, and you know, you get your captains and stuff like that. You've got to learn how to play above the level of the team you're playing and stay at it. And that's why you know, you see these teams that are so good. You know, Lincoln, the Raiders for so many years, they play above the level of the teams that they see. And it shows by the scoreboard.
Yeah, and that's really the way you got to do it because, I mean, a team that gets upset, that's twice as devastating a loss than a team that goes in there and underperforms. I mean, because there's never an excuse for that.
Yeah, you know, and that's what, so I was mad watching film. I was mad watching film because I just feel that we didn't leave everything on the field for them, and you know, that just, I don't know if it was just the guys overwhelmed by, you know, we have a lot of new faces that came to the team this year, and I don't know if they weren't just used to the environment that we're in and we're seeing and what they have and you know, the fans, and you talked about it last week, and not used to going and playing in front of 1,000 or 1,500 fans, and you know, it's just a different atmosphere, and we tried to explain it as best we could when we were in practice.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially if you're a new guy and you don't know all the stories. And even if you do know all the stories, when you get there, it's a different animal if you haven't experienced it before. But, again,
right.
You know, that's something these guys got to learn. Because now you don't know what the records will be, but you may have to go win a playoff game out there. And if winning a regular season game is hard, you know, playoff game is no walk in the park out there. So, you know, all these games kind of matter.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, looking at the playoffs, and you know, I'm really looking far in advance here. But you look at it, the number one seed's already got an automatic bid to the conference championship game. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And then, like last year, when you had to play the fourth seed, you know, okay, is there a big chance that fourth seed's going to win? You never know. You know, you never know. I mean, look.
No, you don't.
Stewart County Destroyers almost knocked off the Raiders last year. So
right.
You just don't know.
Yeah, and you don't know. And, you know, with it being an MR1 seed bye this year, that's a game that you get to keep your team healthy for an extra week there without having to worry about, you know, bumps, bruises, or any injuries that could be detrimental to the team. So here you are, and you sit, review, and you get an extra game of film. We're doing nothing.
Yeah, and that's what gets me, like a team that doesn't travel well. And my team played victim to that last week. You know, you only have so many losses that you can take, and you don't want to give a loss against a team that you, I'm not saying you should beat, but you have a chance to beat. You don't want to take that loss because wins aren't very easy to come by. And I know the South is weaker than the North. I mean, I'll say it. But when you got to play the Patriots twice, you don't want too many more losses in there. So
no.
You got to look at it that way. And right now, I think the Patriots probably are that number one team now. They're just running roughshod on everybody. They got a lot of talent, a lot of resources. So, you know, but they haven't won a championship yet. So, it's going to be a long season because you know it. You've been around football for a long time. One injury can change the face of anybody's team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that leads to that that targeting thing. I got on the show late, and I just heard that the kicker, I believe you said, got targeted.
Yeah,
that's in my book, and, you know, from last year with me and Henner, that, you know, it wasn't a targeting call, but it wasn't, you know, after the play accident, and, you know, it turned my season around, and it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy. It's part of the team. They're a unit. Doesn't matter, you know. But targeting, in this level, it's not like you can go and make these guys pay money out of their own pocket. So I do believe
right.
in a suspension with the targeting, especially if it's intentional, it's, you know, in a manner like that. They should be suspended, absolutely. You can't hit them in the pocket, but you can hit them in the games.
Well, like you said, how else do you enforce anything if you can't? What's going to teach guys, you know, not again, maybe in the heat of the moment they're not thinking about that, but maybe their coaches are. And we'll tell them, hey, you know, do you want to miss a game? There's no spot. There's no – and I know the cliche, and it's true. We all have to work in the morning. There's no reason for it, and there should be a suspension. You know, maybe even more – I think more than one game, to be honest with you. Because you hit somebody the wrong way, you never know. You never know what can happen in football.
Right.
You know, when you're
right.
moving, when you're moving and the other person's not, it's not good.
Right. And, you know, not to take it away, it is, like you said, it's a violent sport. You know, it's the only sport other than like rugby or hockey, that you can go out and literally smash somebody legally and get up on the ground and, you know, feel good about yourself that you got to do
yeah.
that. But to do an illegal hit like that on a play that's pretty much whistled dead, yeah, no, that's just not what this football is about at any level. You know,
yeah.
I don't know who's teaching that or whatever it may be, but it's wrong in every aspect possible between the ethics itself of the game and, you know, just sportsmanship. You know, it's not tolerated, and it shouldn't be.
No, I mean, you're absolutely encouraged to go out there, and especially special teams. I mean, you got a guy right in front of you that you can run into as fast as you want to. And, you know, to take it out on somebody who's standing there, I mean, what do you think, you're going to win a spot because you drill somebody that's standing still? And again, doesn't matter that she's a girl. That guy's got to take that out of their vocabulary. You know, too many people are, oh, well, you know, it's part of the game, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not a part of the game. Because if it was my guy, I'd be pissed if he was a guy or a girl. I'd be pissed if it was your guy. You don't need this at this level. And hopefully they'll do the right thing. And I know they're really watching it. And guys, I'm telling you to warn your teams, don't let them come off the bat, off the sidelines, because they're going to start enforcing that big time. You know, you're getting a lot of problems from these different leagues with doing this. I know one team already lost a stadium, very nice stadium because of this year. They're not going to tolerate it. And you may see mass suspensions from people leaving the bench. So get your teams under control. So I've been thrown out of a game or two myself. So I know it's there, you know, but use your heads. So,
yep. And
because,
the follow-up, one of the other things is now we get to actually see Ricardo. We get to visit Ricardo, actually. He doesn't have to come to one of our games to see us play.
you get to come see Mr. Ricardo's neighborhood?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I want to see him flip his shoes around on the sideline.
Question is, will he be quarterbacking or will he be receiving?
Well, that's a huge question, and that's a question I wish I knew. I wish you knew it so you could
yeah.
tell me.
I honestly don't know. I just got that Steve is back.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here nor there, we just got to get back on the right tracks again and just go down there and, you know, try to go 1-0 this week again and execute with a little bit more I don't know what to say with that. A little bit more drive, I guess. You know, put our guts into it a little bit better than we did last week.
Yeah, I don't know if that's league-wide, but it does seem it's something that's missing. It seems like it's more individual now to where a whole team gets fired up and plays with passion. Maybe it's me and I'm old and cantankerous and I look for these things. I don't know. You know, but just tell them, Jason, don't get over 40. This is what happens to you. But it doesn't seem they have just been the wrong games. But we have a theory that the Facebook is ruining football.
That's a crying shame.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully that corrects itself. And again, I think that's why suspensions, and as much as anybody hates them, I was really not happy my guy was suspended last week. But he was involved. He didn't throw a punch. He just held the guy. But both players were ejected by league rule. He was suspended automatically the next game. And they asked me to fight it. I can't fight it. I mean, that's a league rule. You were ejected. You're gone. Don't get ejected. There. Lesson learned.
And I think they should keep strict rules like that because then it keeps everybody in check. Otherwise, if they get too lenient on it, well then, okay, well, you can let this one go, but not this one. You know, what creates the severity of it? Well, now, if they keep it harsh right away, then everybody knows the penalty. You mess up like that, you're suspended.
Right.
It'll be one game,
and that's
be the
why
season.
There can't be an appeal.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's why there can't be an appeal. If you're ejected, you're gone. If you throw a punch, two games, you know. They have to keep that. There's no other way you keep order. And then you're going to start
right.
seeing people leaving benches, you know. And believe me, I have a hot-headed team too. But if there is a punishment, and teams, I know you love your guys. Don't fight for them. Don't try to get it overturned. Accept the punishment. Use it as a teaching moment and go from there. You're a coach. I mean, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's one of the reasons, you know, I like this league so much, you know, the MSFL, is because, you know, they actually take this kind of stuff seriously compared to other leagues where it's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he'll be suspended the rest of the game or whatever, whatnot, or it gets just pushed under a rug. But with this league, you know, they take it to, you know, another level and they make sure guys, it's not something that's going to keep happening again. Otherwise, they'll be, you know, kicked out of the league or whatever it might be. But –
yeah,
what
they
that
have,
does,
they have
it,
a new,
it allows better teams to come to the league to know that that kind of nonsense, not it's not going to be around here, and you're going to get a better representation of teams in this league.
Yeah, and the nice thing is they have a new, not commissioner, but head of officials, Mr. Christensen. And, man, that guy is thorough, and he takes his time. He goes through all the referee player card. You can, as a team, you can score the rest. Look, you know, I know these guys are high school level officials. They're not paid millions of dollars. They will make mistakes. They're not doing it. I would say 99.9% of the time, they're not doing it on purpose. But if you get on these refs and you call them every other name under the sun, guess what? You're not going to get a call. So players, stay off the referees. Let your coaches yell at them. You know, nobody wants to get upstaged by a player. So, another lesson for me. And even though, as a player, I wasn't really yelling at anybody. I was so out of breath, I didn't say much. Got off the field, went and got water, and sat down, and then it was time to go back out, and ran back out there. So, how's, you got any plans for the weekend?
Not really. Just going to enjoy a parade and some fireworks and the family. And then get ready for this these next long 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, only one more holiday weekend, and that's not going to be until, what, September? So.
Yeah, I think that's the holiday weekend after the regular season between the first game.
So this is it. 8 more games in a row. So, guys, hope your teams have the budgets and your guys are. This is where you got to make sure you have backups, and they're ready to play. They're ready to get in, because if not, it's going to be long. If you lose, like you said, you lost your quarterback last year.
Right.
We didn't have a quarterback last year. You can't win many games without a quarterback in this league. It's a very quarterback, you know, dominated league.
Yeah, and you're right. And
so,
it's proof to show that, you know, this league is at a higher standard, because you look even at arena or the NFL, you know, it's a quarterback-driven offense. You know, you just can't go out there and run the wishbone or the veer and expect to win games.
No, because you won't get very far.
No.
With those.
No.
So you got everybody okay? Everybody healthy for your team besides the usual?
Yeah, little injuries here and there. Nothing severe, let's put it that way. By next week's game, we should be at 100%, which is a great thing.
Before I let you go, I wanted to bring something up where people say this always got to my nerves. When, you know, it's week six, week seven roll around, and the player will tell you, Coach, I'm not healthy. There's not a player out there at week six or week seven that's healthy. Just so everybody knows, nobody is 100% at week six or seven if you play.
Right, if you're an every down player.
No,
absolutely not.
You're not healthy on that.
No, if I heard you right, you were talking about that 10 player waiver.
Yes.
And you were talking. Now I don't remember. I came in the league last year. Last year was my first year in the league. Prior years before that, I was in the IFL. This year they made a 10 player waiver, and it goes to next week. Thursday, I believe, if I'm right.
Yeah.
The 7th?
Yes.
I never understood why you guys do that. I don't understand the benefit of it. You know, you think your roster should lock prior to your season starting.
But why do they do the 10 players?
Yeah.
And not lock it up in the very beginning?
Yeah, like just say before your season starts, our very first regular season game, your roster is locked through the end of our season.
I think the reason they did it is because some teams don't start with 50 or 55. Some teams are starting with 30, 35. And some of these other leagues start before us and they're folding or, you know, guys just aren't happy and they come over. And a team with 30, 33 guys can pick up, you know, five or six more guys. And plus, we don't allow our players to be on more than one roster. So you can't be on a mid-states roster and then be on a GFL roster, just given for instance. And then when you just come co-play both leagues. So I think it's a chance for guys, teams that aren't loaded, you know, to get some help out there, you know, and it also gives chance to guys to pick up some people that, maybe it may have been in college. I mean, because our roster's locked in June. Some guys, when they come back from school, don't feel like playing until July, August, mainly August and September. So it was put in there so teams that struggled to recruit had a chance to build themselves. And that's why teams with 60, I think it's a 60-man roster now, teams with 60 have to drop. But they have to stay under 60. So they're trying to give teams that are at 30 a chance to get to 40, not so much teams, you know, that are 60 to move up.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
That's why that was put into place, to try to help teams that may have had a hard time recruiting, you know, especially teams that are in, you know, the Milwaukee areas, the Chicago areas, where there's so many teams around. So many guys get duped into playing for these teams that have 25 guys, and then they fold in 3 weeks. You know, so now those guys are screwed if they didn't have a team to come to. So that's why they did that. You know, that was the thinking behind that. So,
all right. I figure I'd ask you. You seem to be the sensei of all that.
Yeah. So that's the reason. The only thing I could see is it was always halfway point. Well, halfway point now should be week five, correct? If my math is correct. 10 games divided by 2. Yeah, so that's the way I would do it, but. Again, in one vote, so.
Right.
I don't know that it would be a pressing thing, you know, because, again, I know some teams in some other leagues, what they were doing is they would put, like, 30 guys on from a league that was ending before the mid-states on their roster. They would barely squeak into the playoffs, and then they got 60 guys from a dominant team in another league. You definitely can't do.
Right.
So, I used to see that all the time in the MCFL. You would see a team that barely got in. They'd win, like, 3 games, and then they just kill everybody in the playoffs. That's again. So I like most of the Mid-States Football League rules. I wish you'd get a little bit more participation from all the teams, but for the most part, I think they're pretty right on. But, all right, Coach, sorry for talking your ear off.
Oh, no problem. Anytime there, guys. Right. I really appreciate what you guys are doing again.
All right, man. I'll talk to you. We'll do a show next Friday before the threat game. So we'll try to get a better perspective on it. So give us a call. Maybe we'll try to get Ricardo on. That should be
Yeah,
fun.
That'd be nice. All right. Well, have a good night, fellas.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Coach Carter from the Hitmen. We lost Jason King. I don't know what happened to him. But Jason King is gone. Maybe it was that bad Wisconsin pizza that took him out. Anybody wants to call? We still got some time left in the show. 15 minutes. So anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome to do so. 267-521-0192. Once you're on, hit the numeral 1, and I will see that you want to talk, and we will go from there. So, yeah, so far we're all in agreement with the enforcement of the league rules, which is good. You know, you want to be fair but firm. You know, you have to. If you're going to have any kind of, you know, rule of law, you have to enforce it, or else there's nobody. Why would you stick to it? So, and again, you know, I've been in that party that is unhappy by it and gets upset, but you have to abide by it. All right, and take your next caller. Here we go. 653, you are on. Hello.
How are you doing? Hello,
Adam. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Good, good, good. For anybody
I've actually been sitting here for about 15. Huh?
What's that?
I said I've been sitting here for about 15. I thought that you guys, I thought that I was in the queue already, so.
No. No, you got to
just listen.
Your little question mark wasn't up, but anybody who is listening, I'm talking to the GFL president. Mister, what is your last name?
Noel.
Adam Noel. I should know that. As much as you're, well, you're not. I don't think you're on the meme page as much as me, but you are on.
We basically just we're on a first name basis now. So last names be damned. But no, it's always good to get on. That too. But no, it's always good to get on and talk issues.
So
after the night, what have you been talking about?
Oh man, we talked about enforcement of rules. We talked about sportsmanship, and then scores, and then
a barn burner, huh?
Do you shoot off fireworks, or are you too cheap to shoot off fireworks? That's another big topic for today.
Even if you're too cheap to get, like, big fireworks, you should still get small ones because they at least brighten your day for a little bit. Especially if you got to get.
All right, I'm gonna give a 30-second warning to anybody that has children in the audience. Take your hands, make the earmuff motion, and cover their ears. When it comes to fireworks, I go by the strip club policy. I will not spend money on anything that I can watch somebody else spending money on. So when it comes to fireworks, if I don't have to pay for it, I will watch somebody else shoot them, and I'll be very happy about that. There ain't no reason to spend my own money.
Yeah, that's fine. But when you have kids, you're obligated to, you know. At least you got to go out and get, like, some poppers and sparklers. That's like, bare minimum.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the snakes that ruin your asphalt. That I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. When you're over 40, you're just pissed off and crabby about everything.
So you talked policy all day. Is there anything a little bit more anything else that you'd like to go over here?
Oh, man. You called in the wrong last show. We did league restructuring. We did league levels. And we talked.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, I still think that the best way to consolidate, and not only for teams themselves, but from a marketing standpoint, I mean, it's becoming harder and harder for leagues and teams to go out there and find sponsors. nobody really wants a part of the semi-pro game anymore because of just all the crap that's going on. If you can get two leagues to work together, or three leagues, or however many, and all of a sudden you go from having 10 teams to 22 and have a cohesive structure, people will want to be a part of that.
Well, here's the important thing, though. You have to get 22 of the right teams, because there was a point in time when the MSFL first came back and there was 23 teams in the league. Out of those 23, 13 finished. So you have to get the right 22. And this is why this kind of ties into something you said when you said about team people do not want some. A lot of people don't want to touch semi-pro. And one of the reasons is like we were saying earlier, if the league has rules, you must enforce them. Because if you don't, you're going to get teams leaving the bench. And look, my team was guilty of that once this year against the Chaos. And I know somebody wanted to report that it was a big bad thing. There was no punches thrown, at least in the bench clearing. And yeah, tempers were there, but at the end of the handshake line, it was fine. Shook hands, walked away. And
I think that people don't want to touch the game more because to put together an 11-man team, it takes a considerable amount of time and money. And it's increasingly easy for people to set up 25 friends or 25 people that they know and have them pay, you know, $150 player fee, and that's how they fund their team. But then you've got guys who, when the season starts going bad or whatever, they start to feel like jumping ship. Okay, what's a team that's doing good? Maybe I'm not getting a lot of playing time, so where can I go so I can get some playing time? I think that the way that teams – you got to go all the way back down to the foundation. The way that teams build themselves and fund themselves has got to change. We have got to become more about the player and give them reasons to stick with our teams, because right now – there are, you and I could probably name 20 teams right now that have 25 guys, and they are iffy on whether or not they're going to fold at the end of the year, and they're iffy on whether or not they're even going to be around next year, and you can't build a business that way.
Right, and like you said, the model has changed. Now, here's the challenges that have occurred. One, you can't run a team on player fees anymore. Two, it's not as easy to get a spot. I'm here to tell you right now, you used to be able to go to a bar and get a $2,000 sponsor for the year. You can't do that anymore. The economy's changed, and there's so much softball out there now and soccer where they can get guys that practice or play, you know, and feel like going to a bar. I mean, if you're a football player, a lot of times you play, you don't want to go sit in the bar. You want to shower and go home. So, you know, and plus you can get 12 soccer or 12, you know, six softball teams come into one bar. You can't do that with football.
Right.
So the sponsors aren't there as much as readily as they were before. And the players cannot, you can't do it because where I may charge a league fee, Lincoln Way doesn't. So how do I get players to play for me when they can go over there and not pay a league fee? I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just saying there's got to be a way.
Well,
how do you get the money that an Eagles team is paying for?
Here's where I think that the leagues, everything does have to change, and it has to be on multiple levels. Number one, and I started saying this about 3 or 4 years ago when we were still 8-man, is the fact that the league needs to operate for its teams. It's still this way a lot of the time. A league puts itself together and they have member teams, but after that, it's really nothing. They put together a schedule, they play a season, but the league really doesn't do anything for its player, for its teams, and thereby the teams don't do anything for its players. We kind of put the onus on the small man to make up our financial obligations. If we were to put together a league, whether it's a tiered league or not, and, as you said, put the right teams in it and become reputable in the fact that we're not going to sponsors team by team by team. We're going to sponsors with our league and with our developmental leagues and with all these off-season things. Like, let's say that we incorporated the combine that we did a couple years ago. And as a league, we go to a sponsor and go, here's everything that we're doing, and here's how much money we would like from you, and what we're going to do with it is we're going to give all of our players supplemental insurance, all of them, so you know exactly where your money's going. I think that that is a heck of a lot more that is something that people would want to get behind a lot more than walking into a bar and going, I need $500 to play a season, and we might come in here once or twice. We've got to be more serious, and we've got to market ourselves as if we're doing more, because that's what players are looking for. They're looking not so much to be taken care of, but they're looking for a team and leagues that actually give a shit about them.
Yeah, some of these guys, it's hard to give a shit about. That's something else. Hey, can you hold on a second? Will you
yeah.
take another call?
Yeah.
All right, because I think I know what this is, but we'll see. 414, you're on the air.
How do you know what this is, Steve?
It's got to be Ricardo, correct?
Absolutely not. Don't call. Hell no, it's not Ricardo. I'm way more
happy. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Oh, it's my favorite name in show business. Mark Chambers. Man, I should have known. But, you know, Ricardo's like Slender Man. If you say his name, he appears.
Then, so. Hell no. Not Ricardo today.
No, I'm not the quarterback.
I was just listening. Yeah, that's the quarterback. I was just listening in, and the gentleman from the GFL is making sense far as how you want to market the league as opposed to individual teams going in, because, you know, I know myself for a fact, I'm one of those people. In the beginning, yeah, I used to like, oh, go to the bar, drink all that stuff, but now I'm like, screw that, I'm going home. Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm no. Hell no. Like, a bar? No, I'll go to bar bed.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be a softball team. You know, you want to be business-wise.
Yeah, so, I mean, especially after, like, you know, especially after, like, a hard-fought game at such as, like, Saturday. But, you know, I'm intrigued to see who egos will be placed aside in order for it to happen. I honestly think a bigger league is beneficial for both. I think that would expose more people to the semi-pro world. I like the fact my first year when in the MSFL when we were in Lake Geneva, I think we had 18 teams that year in 2011.
Yeah, 18 teams. What'd we have? 130, 135 man banquet that year?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, that was, you know, that was good. That would make me like, you know, that would make me want to stay in the MSFL. Like, stuff like that, that is taking place. You know, as opposed to, I'm happy that we're doing a 10 game schedule, but it's kind of like, you know, you want to do a little more exposure. I wanted a crossover game. I don't know where to or who was coming, but I wanted a crossover game. I think that would have been good, but I understand, like, far as travel and logistics and stuff like that. So, but, I mean, I just want to know, like, far as how, you know, people and their egos are put aside, because it takes a lot of people, a lot of team owners, and a lot of egos, especially if that – you know, if they'd be like, okay, well, you're going to be on tier B because you're right in the middle of the pack. You
yeah.
know, their confidence level, they have a lot of, you know, like, just say, like, Sheboygan Rebels. And honestly, Sheboygan Rebels was a hell of a team, like, back in the day. I don't know what happened to them. Like, you know, they were a hell of a team. They had those Lakeland players, and they were championship contenders year in and year out for the WSFL. But, like, right now, I would think they would be, like, in the B League. So it's kind of like, you know, how would those egos, you know, then be after you get told that?
Well, and Steve, if you don't mind.
No, take it.
This is where I feel that we need to start aligning ourselves with people who have the same vision. I was just talking with Steve about this earlier today, and that, you know, we were very strong as a nine-man league because we had all the teams and we didn't have any competition. We didn't have to worry about the 11-man league, so we were all pulling in the same direction. We were able to do a lot of very strong things and get things done. I'm not going to advocate that we toss teams to the side or anything like that. I actually believe that once we get something, whatever it ends up being, up and going, and people see that it is a valuable and viable entity, they'll want to join it. But at some point, we're going to have to take a really hard look at what's going on around us and go, this needs to change, and we need to change how we go about it. And those who want to do this more for, you know, just giggles and to have a team and they're really not interested in improving the game, that's fine. There are other leagues to go to and have fun doing that. But if we were able to find, it doesn't even have to be a large number. Let's say that there were 14 or 12 really committed, strong, stable teams, and we put this together and it ends up working, then the results will take care of itself. But you have to have a group of people who are all pulling in the same direction, and right now we just don't.
Yep.
But that's going to come from players, too, pushing their owners in that direction because, you know, I lived through the AA, AAA, single A, and there was no shame in that game. If you were a great AA team, you were proud of that because you knew you didn't have the budget to take on the King County Eagles. So you were proud with that AA. And I don't know how we're not there anymore, but you need your players to kind of push the owners in that direction. You know, let's be honest, nobody wins a league war. You know, you could,
well,
between MSL and GFL.
No,
yeah,
no,
but
don't
still
you think
relying
that
on, you're still relying on people. You're still relying on people to, you know, push the owners like players push the owners, but the owners are the ones who's placing in the money. Like, you know, we can pay our league fees or our team fees, and then like our financially, you know, prime example, Lake Geneva. You know, where, you know, we have that meeting, and the players convinced, you know, myself included, convinced, you know, Derek to do what he did to get himself out the hole, and then over 50% of the team jumped ship to the threat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, convincing a man, you know, convincing a man who is placing his money on the line, you know, it's not as easy as, you know, as it is. So it is basically, in my opinion, it's the owner willingness and the ego. So, I mean, we can speak to our faith term purpose. But if that guy, if that gentleman or that woman or whomever owns that team don't want to spend their money on something they don't believe in or anything, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Well,
but hey,
to some,
I hate to do
sorry,
this, but our show's over. Our show's over in 13 seconds. But hey, next week we will do the show. This time we'll do it. We're going to bring it back to Wednesday because Friday does not work for me next week. We'll do the show on Wednesday for now on Wednesdays. Let's do this topic for 2 hours. We already covered the games for next week. We had a bye week, so we're not going to be talking about games. We'll talk about the Raiders game for 5 minutes. But let's talk. Everybody call in on this. Let's talk about this next week. Let's tackle it. Get your owners to call in. Let's have a real discussion. Bring your facts. Bring your pictures. And we are done. So thanks, everybody who called in, listened. Check it out on archive. Have a good night, guys.
Night.
Take it easy, Steve.
All right, have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, me too.
With one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. Itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!